Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Donnie Most from Happy Days, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connection.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time to make your dreams come true on Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. And her co-host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
And take one. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese. And if you go to HollywoodConnections.biz, you'll see what I'm all about. I am super excited today, Yvonne. So much has been happening. A lot. I know. It's all good. And helping people get connected in show business, the testimonies are rolling in, guys. I can't believe it. What's happening? Now, Peter, I know there's a couple VIP guests that are going to call, you know, in the beginning. Is anyone on so I can check with you right now?
Just Alvin?
Yes, not just Alvin. Let me tell you about just Alvin. Oh, my gosh. Alvin, are you there?
Yes, Don. How are you?
I am super fabulous. We are live on five stations, and thank you so much for calling in and being our first VIP guest. Let me tell you about Alvin, ladies and gentlemen, when you're driving home. Okay, so let me set up the picture. You know when I go to the Lazy River and I'm watching my stuff go around, you know, and you put your stuff and you're like, hope your $700 phone is still there by the time you come around the Lazy River, you know, or you're at the beach and you're jumping in the water. Well, one night, like last week, I'm watching Shark Tank. Okay. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like the perfect thing I want to help sell. Okay. And then I got a hold of the company, and then Alvin was kind enough to call me back, and we talked, and now he knows what I do. So, Alvin, you're live on the air. Tell everybody about AquaVault.
Yeah, hey, how's everyone doing? You know, we were at a hotel pool for a wedding a few years ago. We kind of did what everyone else would do, and, you know, you put your stuff in your shoes and your towel, kind of keep peeking back at your chair or just having someone stay back and watch. We stepped away for just a few minutes to take some photos. We came back and, you know, everything was gone from our shoes, our towels.
Boy.
We honestly couldn't believe it. You know, we were basically a worst vacation nightmare pretty much came true. You know, that day we kind of thought that, you know, instead of kind of being frustrated about it, there should be something that, you know, some type of safe that you could lock onto your chair when you're at these resorts or at the beach or water park, where you can kind of, you know, safely store your valuables without having to either leave your stuff in the room or in the car or in the lockers. You know, these days people love having their phones with them and just things accessible. So we created the AquaVault, and we went on Shark Tank. We got a deal with Damon John. Ever since then, the sales have been great. We work with, you know, hotels. We sell to individual consumers. It's just really, you know, portable safe to kind of take around with you anywhere you go. Water parks, like you said, and cruise ships, theme parks, resorts, things like that. So ever since then, we've just been kind of selling everywhere. And, you know, that's pretty much it.
Well, I'm going to be your rep down here in Clearwater and help out. And I'm excited because we even have a plan. And can you give your website and I'll give the new promo code?
Sure. The website is theaquavault.com. That's theaquavault. That's theaquavault.com.
Exactly how does it work? I mean, it's individual?
It's an individual vault. You set your own combination in it, and it locks over the framework of the chair. So it becomes part of whatever it's attached to. It attaches to baby strollers, to golf carts, to chairs, to umbrellas, pretty much anything.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm just showing her the video right now.
Oh, I see it.
Which is pretty cool.
It's
If you go to theaquavault.com, you can put in promo code Hollywood1, right? Alvin?
Correct.
There we go.
Correct.
Hollywood1. And this is really phenomenal. And I can't wait to actually, we have Jam Fest coming up this week in St. Petersburg. I'll be promoting that over there as well. And we've got, you know, seafood festivals coming
very
up
nice.
With our tables with the station. So I'm really excited to work with your company.
Awesome. We are too. We're looking forward to working with you, Don.
Oh, good. So is this your first radio interview about your Aqua Vault?
Yes, it is.
Yay! An exclusive.
Beautiful.
Now, you have a question, King James. I'm going to bring it over to you.
Yes. I was wondering, what is the vault made of? What
material?
So we have two different vaults. We have one made of high-impact ABS, and we have another one that's made of slash-resistant nylon.
Okay. All right.
And then you also have phone cases as well?
Correct. And we also have a 100% waterproof phone case. You can actually fit phones up to an iPhone, you know, iPhone Plus. You can take photos, videos, everything underwater, in the water, and retain full functionality of your device while in the water.
You know, what I like, too, is when you're on a bicycle, I like the bicycle that you showed and the other pack that's there as well, mm-hmm. you know. And also, too, as you know, we have film directors on our show, and there's one that's going to be here. Also, now, David, I'm showing you this. He's an actor. He's been in the business for a long time. And, David, what do you think of this product?
I think it's great. It'd be nice to be, because I lost all my money one time at the beach, too, on Honeymoon Island. Somebody...
Really?
It's really a thing to try to get all your credit cards back. That's more than anything.
But you know what? I have a question. I mean, even though you put it to the chairs, you know, and you have the Cabana Boys come out and you've got the chairs.
Right.
What happens? I mean, at least you can see the chair going, right?
Yes.
Unless it's chained down.
It'd be more difficult.
Right? Exactly.
And just take a little while.
Right. But, you know, that's the thing is when I'm at the Lazy River all the time, I'm looking for my stuff and I don't want to put it in the locker.
No.
You know, because I want my stuff and my phone by me. And this was just really cool. Now, we're going to be talking to a lot of the resort owners down here. And if there's somebody that's interested in this, you know, as well, Alvin, if they say, you know, Hollywood One, they can call you direct as well.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Especially with so much in Clearwater Beach. And, you know, I'd love to have you over on the show. And I hope you're watching us live on the internet at tantalknetwork.com. If not, I'm going to send you the link afterwards.
Yeah, please definitely send it.
So how are your partners with Shark Tank with you? How are they doing working with you?
Yeah, they're great. I'm actually in their office right now in the conference room. They've been really hands-on, and things have been good. You know, we work with over 200 hotels right now. We're in mostly every hotel in Miami Beach, hotels in San Diego and L.A. So I think Clearwater would be a great next step for us, and we're looking forward to hearing from your viewers.
Well, I'm going to be cutting a commercial for you guys as well, and say hi to Damien, right?
Definitely, I will.
we're all just waving to him on the live network. Well, super excited. Again, the aquavault.com. Please check it out this summer. Now is the time because it is spring break. And how long does it take to order? That's another question.
If ordered today, it ships usually within 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Very good.
Well, we look forward to having you back on it and putting that commercial on so people know who you are. And we're going to get this out on our end. And we love it. And I thank you for your time in the talk the other day that we had. Also, with what I talked about with Spooky Empire and all these other events that I'm going to. So I'm excited to tell you more what has happened through that.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Don.
Oh, no problem. Enjoy the show. We also had Donnie Most today and some other people, but I'm going to be back. And that is the aquavault.com. Check it out. That's all. Thank you so much. God bless. All right. Now, we also have today, it's 6:14 p.m., and my co-host Yvonne is here in King James, and we have a singer in the house. We also have a Johnny, and he is here as a film director. He's going to be here for the whole hour. But let's go to David.
Hi, how are you?
And
we're going to share headsets in a minute. Wave to the camera, everybody. Wave. Hello.
Hi.
Let's start with David first. Now, I found you over at CVF Productions with Deborah, and she's got a phenomenal facility that we're working out over there. And what blew me away was how many commercials you have done. Tell us what you do in the entertainment industry.
Well, I do commercials and I do movies, and I'm blessed to be in this business because the way I look, bald and heavy, and to be able to get as many jobs as I get. I mean, I have jobs going into the middle of next year.
Wow. Beautiful.
And I'm just having a fantastic time. And at this point of my life, when I thought, like everybody says, I should be in a rocking chair, I'm working more than most of them.
Well, you know what? That rocking chair, it's not for everybody.
No.
Because I should be in a rocking chair to let them tell it, because I'm 81 years old. But I think that the more active you are, the better you are.
That's true. Yeah.
That's what I feel.
Well, you know what? I remember when I worked at Boca Talent as a booking agent back in the days in South Florida, and our mailman came in, and he had, you know, he was bald, and he was delivering mail, and we needed somebody for a commercial, and we said, like, take your hat off really quick. And we sent him out on the commercial. Uh-huh. And, you know, I mean, you really don't know. And I'm so impressed. Tell us what you've been doing here locally with some of the commercials that they can see you on now.
Well, right now, let me tell you how I got into the business. I never wanted to be an actor.
Okay.
I was running a singles club in my spare time, and all the guys...
Well, no wonder you didn't want to be an actor. I caught you.
And all the fellas wanted to go eat at Hooters. So, okay, I went to the Hooters on Gulf to Bay, and I was holding a table for six people.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone called me on my cell phone, canceling. Something came up, whatever, you know. So I'm asking the Lord, should I stay or should I leave? You know... I think I got the message that I should stay.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. 10 minutes later, a man comes over to me saying, you have an interesting face.
Okay.
Would you like to be in the movies? And I'm thinking to myself, that's the line you use on the girls with the orange shorts. Are you blind? That's what I'm thinking. I didn't say that. But my first words to the man were, I look up at him, I got the chicken wing sauce on my face, is... Do I keep my clothes on?
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, nobody ever questioned him before, and so he took out his business card, 20th Century Fox.
Then he
said the two magic words, we'll pay you and we'll feed you. So I let him take a Polaroid of me, and I figured it's all done with. You know, he calls me up the following Wednesday, are you available this Friday? And I said, 2 days from now? He says, yes. I said, yes, I am available. He says, you know, you look so much like the movie star Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue.
Yes, you do. Maybe that's what you thought.
Identical.
Familiar with, yeah.
He says, we want you to be a detective. You're no longer an extra. Now, I never had an acting lesson. I never did anything. But by the time they got me there, he said, by the time we get you in makeup, his own mother, Dennis France's own mother, would pick you over him.
All right.
We filmed outdoors in Ybor City on a Friday night, which is craziness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the people are walking by past me, pointing at me, you know, thinking I'm Dennis France. And three times during the evening, three different ladies in their 50s, 60s, they didn't know each other, you know, at different times during the evening. They came over, they gave me a table and a younger officer. And a chair, and they came over, sat on my lap, gave me a kiss on the cheek, and ran away saying they always wanted to kiss a star.
Oh!
I could have told them that I wasn't Dennis France, but I said, let them go home and tell their grandkids they kissed Dennis France.
Yes.
You know, give them a...
You should have enjoyed the little kissing.
Well, they kissed me on the cheek, you know. They were already starting to run right after they gave me a kiss in case I said something.
Well, have you done radio interviews before about your career?
Not about my career, but I've done radio before on MNF.
Okay.
When they wanted to get their money in and stuff like that, something had happened where the guy who's the KKK guy wanted to interrupt our programming.
Oh.
So I got on the radio and I said, the only way we can keep him off is by you sending another contribution. I don't care if you already made one. We did three times what we were expected to do.
Oh.
But this was the truth. He was trying to disturb our...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know that you're here and you have a couple of agents. Who are your agents? Can you tell us on the air?
That's what I wanted to ask about the agents.
At the beginning, I had Louisa's people. And at the beginning, she did about 80% of my booking.
Okay.
And she kept me pretty busy. And then I had Ben's. Well, let me tell you, once I got into this business, you know, I did this one thing. They called me up. They loved me. 3 weeks later, I had to, as Dennis Franz, I had to beat up somebody. They taught me how to throw a punch.
Okay.
They loved it so much that they called me back to make a movie with Hulk Hogan 3 weeks later, Mackenzie's Island.
Now, in prayer, did you meet Hulk Hogan before? Because he's always down here. You know, his store.
He lives here.
He had a chair right next to him, and he was sitting by himself. And it says, director. His said, Hulk Hogan. He says, come here, sit down. I said, won't the director be mad?
Yes.
He says, I own the movie. Come here and sit down.
Okay.
So I did that, and he was a down-to-earth man, very nice guy. So I said, I like this. That's when I made up. I tried to find the acting groups. And that's where I found an acting group, and that's where I found out where to get headshots.
Okay.
Without having them scalp me. Sometimes, I understand people sometimes pay a couple of $1,000s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they sent me to a guy who's a professional, but for this group, it cost me $65 for the headshots mm-hmm. and $35 for the makeup girl. So my first investment was $100.
Beautiful.
And then to make up the prints, I spent another $100. Well, I went through 1,000 prints, no time at all, just by giving them out to different people yep. going on auditions.
Yeah.
Now, how did you meet? I'm going to swing the mic over to a Johnny. Thank you for coming here.
Yes, he was here before.
We're going to share for a second and come back and forth. How did you meet each other? How did you meet David?
As you heard, like, he has a very unique look, very great personality, very pleasing. One time I was working on one short film called IMC, and down the line it got a humanitarian award also,
mm-hmm.
and it's all because of I picked one very critical role and I gave it to David, and he mm-hmm. did marvelous.
Wow.
As a, it was a Jewish and advocate role, and he was perfect for that. And that, his role in that film is like, he made it.
That was my first dramatic role.
Okay.
I regard myself as a comedy actor. As a matter of fact, I used to do stand-up comedy over here in Alternate 19 as the Godfather.
Oh.
I didn't plan on doing all this until the man came over to me.
Yes.
But when I went into acting classes, the man who was running the classes says, I have so much talent here. Yeah. And he started us booking. But before you know it, that place legally only hold 210 people. We had over 300 people there. Because from 8 to 10, we had to be strictly clean because the church crowd. After 10 o'clock, anything goes because the church crowd leaves.
Right.
Well, the church crowd was having so much fun, they didn't get up and leave. So I signaled, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm.
And they laughed harder at that stuff than before.
I heard something very interesting that you said. You first you didn't know anything about acting,
right?
And you had this fabulous face and all that. But then you did go to acting school and took acting classes.
I took 2 years of improv.
See, mm-hmm.
and now I have 2 years of acting.
Yes,
and I'm still going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going because so many things to learn.
Yes.
And every time I watch somebody, I learn from them.
Of course.
I did a movie with Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Out of Time.
Mm-hmm.
And before he goes on, he has that angry look in his face. He never smiles or whatever. And he doesn't even want to talk to his co-stars.
Right.
He sits in the corner and, like, meditates.
Yes, I could imagine.
And I say, that is great.
Yes.
And I learned from that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I worked with, I learned something from.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. When you did your tryout for Johnny's movie, do you remember the scene that you had to do and what you had to do for that part?
I had to cry.
Ah.
Yeah. Real tears.
Right.
And not only that, but when they saw me cry and the other people cry, the people in the audience started to cry.
Oh.
It's the first time I did a dramatic role, and then Johnny, he saw that how we wrapped the people up and got them all involved. And it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we got a very good team. Mary Leonard, David, and one Jennifer. We got a very good team, and it was a very good story about one boy gets exchanged into girl and how he get, when she want to come back to home, how he get consequences she has to face. Although very dramatic story.
Wow. You know, what impresses me with you too, and Johnny, you are doing so much in the community. And I wanted to say hi to Ellen behind you. She's actually the Mommy and Me Ellen show.
Hey, Ellen.
Mommy.
Hi.
And she's our new reporter, our Miss Preteen Hollywood reporter. Say hi to everybody. Say welcome. Hi. But tell us what's happened on Wednesdays, what you're doing here on Wednesdays.
Yes, while I was working on so many short films and I was going to so many festivals, so many group here, so then I realized people are making short films after that they are like, they are so many, a group of 25, 30 people get involved for like more than a week or month to make one 10-minute film.
Right.
And all those effort, I was looking and I was realizing and feeling like it's all going into drain, mm-hmm. because they are just final, it's showing into the some coffee house, some of the small projector or any school or something. So I thought, no, these like so many group of people has developed and made one nice project. It deserve a good, nice screening.
Exactly.
So then I thought, okay, now why not? We should. It will be a little costly, but it worth. Let's try to get AMC. Talk to AMC. Talk to Movico. And I was negotiating and talking to them for 6 months, mm-hmm. going back and forth. And then I got a very good deal, and we started doing every month second Wednesday, starting with at Movico. Now it's become AMC at St. Pete's Sundial. And down the line, we will develop, we will expand it to multiple theaters.
See, I would be there, but I'd like to send Madeline over, you know, on the next one over there, because she can be on the red carpet and interviewing some of the new people as well, okay?
And almost like we are running like next in April, on April 12th, it's going to be our 12th month. So we are doing for almost like a year.
Wow.
And every time you see, like, people are in so much encouraged, so many, and we are getting submission from all over the world, from Asia, from UK, from, and here also from LA, New York, local, and it's marvelous event.
But see, I've been watching you, and you have been really working hard, and you're on every red carpet event. You were just over at Cosmo Film Festival as well.
Yeah,
and you were there.
Yeah, right. I know we're friends now.
Say hi. Actually, Ellen, we can't hear you. You have to
face to face. Hello, everybody. Hi.
Yeah, you have to talk in the mic. We're live on five stations.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, Johnny, you know, if somebody would like to be in your film, because they always ask me, Dawn, how do I get in somebody's film? Or I've got a script or a screenplay. What do they do? How do they audition for you? Or what can they send you?
I think David gave the very good example. Just be at the time, like, so, and you don't know where the time is, where you should be. Mm-hmm. So be everywhere. Go to festival, go to all the society meeting, go to meet so many people, get your network. You never know where you will get picked. Mm-hmm. So just get into that, make your like a headshot and
that's
resume.
That's how I feel. If you just put yourself out put there, yourself everywhere, so, you know, and show whatever it is that you have to offer, whatever talent it is, whatever it is.
And whatever you are getting, like a small job or short film or feature film or even extra, just get it and be yourself there and justify your role. And people are watching.
Right.
I agree with them.
They will get it, yeah.
Because I belong to Sunscreen Film Society and then the Florida Film Society, and there's about every given meeting is like 50, 60 people, and there are a lot of producers and directors there. Usually, a lot of the connections are made after the meeting is over, saying,
right.
I'm shooting this film.
Exactly.
Like, if you're running home, you'll never get a job.
Exactly. You got to hang around a little bit.
Yeah, I tell everybody, just show your rear end. Just say hello, touch skin, just, you know, I'm not showing your rear end.
Yeah,
literally,
put your face out there. Get your face out there and start talking to people.
Yeah,
and that's what we did.
That's another way to get a job.
And we were nominated now for the Christian Film Festival. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Also, you know, people don't realize crowdshotcasting.com is one to go to. They want to know, these are people that are brand new in the business. They don't know where to go, you know, and there's a couple other ones that are out there as well for extra castings,
Casting
you know, that
Frontier,
are in the area.
Casting Frontier.
Oh, I didn't know about them. Okay, that's a new one.
That's a new one.
Casting Frontier?
Yeah,
where are they from?
The movie, right? They're in Orlando, and also, I think, the Miami. They're nationwide.
Okay, I knew about the other one, too. There's a couple of them that did Dolphin Tale. I'll be pulling up in a second.
Frontier Casting.
Right.
And they hire a lot of extras. They're doing a movie now with one of the guys who used to ride that speedy car over in Sarasota called Claws, shooting right now, and they're advertising every day they need extras.
Oh, okay. so we need to find out about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Can you get a hold of them? And because I've been trying to get a hold of a couple other casting companies that I worked with before.
I think they're paying $125 for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. Yeah, for an extra part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I did an extra. I was an extra very recently in Atlanta, Georgia, for this television show called Star. Mm-hmm. And they paid $120, I think, for that many hours.
Yeah, but over here, you don't have to travel to Atlanta because you're more getting there.
But I wanted to go to Atlanta because I wanted to. Queen Latifah is the one that's one of the stars there. So, and I wanted to go there because I also wanted to get in contact with Tyler Perry, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But they called me back, but it's like you said, it's a hassle getting way over there.
Well, this is right here in Sarasota. Yes. I mean, it's an hour away. Mm-hmm. And I think
it's like we travel all over the place. We go to New York, and then when we get up there, we find out something fabulous is happening down here in Florida. So I'm just going to try to stick closer to my home turf and see what happens instead of going off all over the place.
I'll give you a list of sites to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through all these sites every day. It takes me like 2 hours. I send my 5 resumes and headshots mm-hmm. out a day.
Yep. I've been doing the same, and now we've got a lot of work coming up in Miami this summer. I can't talk about some of it, but we're going to be involved in Miami Fashion Week and a lot of different projects. Madeline's got some stuff coming up, but a lot of stuff coming up in Miami.
Well, she has a lot of good things going for her. She's beautiful.
Well, also too, I want to tell everybody, and we got to get Tyler Perry on here.
Oh,
I know. We got to work on that.
We were involved in the Kitty Entrepreneur brand last summer. We received an award, and Tyler Perry was part of that. And Demetrius, she's in one of his shows. And you know what? Those people are so down to earth, very real. I love them.
Oh, I know. You know, and I want to talk about casting companies, frontrunnercasting.com. That's another one. That's the one that we used before. And all you do is upload a photo.
Casting Frontier is doing this one.
Okay.
So if you get in touch with Casting Frontier, I think they have a Orlando telephone number.
Is that something that our agent would need to handle for us, or can we do it ourselves?
On yourself.
Okay, good.
Now, if you don't have an agent out there, I'm really super excited because we actually went under an independent contractor with another SEG agency.
Yeah,
so
we're excited.
I know, and we got you
Madeline
hooked up.
Madeline and I are signed up as of last week.
Yay!
And so they're already working for Madeline.
She's and I have one for, because Yvonne here, now she's an actress. I don't know if you know this, but she's been in Broadway on Johnny, and she's done so much. Can you do like a 2-minute skit or something, or come up with like an improv with her? Or something with maybe her and Madeline, or any of us here with David. If just think of something that might.
Oh gosh,
I'm putting you on the spot. Like an improv, this just to see their acting skills. Oh, actually, come on in here. Somebody wants to say hello. I am Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz, and oh my gosh, look who's here. Hold on, we have a surprise guest in the house for you. He knew you were coming, and I said, okay.
Hi.
Okay, say,
hey.
I guess you know each other.
Yeah.
Come on over here and take my spot for a minute. I'm going to have you sit here for a minute. And I'm going to go redo something, but say hello to everybody. Keep it going.
Hello, everybody. That's
here, you're live on the air. You're on 5 stations with no dead air. Keep it rolling.
I love this.
I hope I'm alive. I hope I'm live.
You're live.
Last time you checked, you were.
Just for a few minutes. This guy's been cracking jokes.
Take
he
over.
Walked in the door.
Talk to him, Johnny.
I'm very embarrassed here.
Why? Why?
He's not.
Forget it.
You don't look like you. You look like you belong here.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm here like every week, just about, right?
You are. Introduce
I missed
yourself.
A few weeks.
Yeah, tell everybody who you are.
And Johnny, and my babe.
My babe.
My babe. Oh, my babe over here. Let me put it this way. And my man, David Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
We play gangster movies together.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
All right, give
right.
us some of your gangster sounds.
How you doing out there?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. What do you want to do?
I don't know, nothing. I don't know.
Forget it. Let me get Sonny and the boys together. Michael, come
on. Forget about it.
Yeah, come over here, Michael. Come over here. We got to take care of the West Side over here, you know what I mean?
Oh,
okay, enough of that.
Okay, could you introduce yourself and tell everybody who you are because they're driving?
I'm Kenny Ray, Kenny Raya. Sometimes they call me other things. And I've done films and stuff since the 70s, actually. In Hollywood, mm-hmm. 7 years I spent there. I went out there for 2 weeks at 25 years old. I told my parents I was going to come back in a couple weeks. I stayed 7 years.
How did you get started out there? Because a lot of times people have talent. They want to do things, but they don't know how to get started.
That's a very good question. And this is an interesting question because do you guys remember French Connection?
Yes.
Well, the real French Connection, Popeye Doyle, Gene Hackman played that part.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Was my manager and editor. We were both cops back in New York City.
Oh, okay.
He meets me out in my Sunset Boulevard penthouse suite, which was $350 a month at the time.
Mm.
It's a hotel today at $400 a night, believe it or not. Anyway, make a long story short, he picked me out, and Kenny, he goes, and my eyes, he wanted me to do a French Connection 3.
Okay.
So from there, I got into the Police Story because he played the captain on Police Story with Don Stroud, which is a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I played bit parts, but I was selling exotic cars making $300-$400 a day
okay.
instead of $50, $60, $70 a day at that time.
Yes.
So I just did Police Swarm in a little couple spots. He got me on. Police. My wife and I did a movie called, independent movie out of Europe called Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I played a policeman, and I either play a gangster, a hitman, a mobster, or a
we worked together with Sean Collins in one of his life story going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I have another question. Mr.
David
said that he started not knowing too much about the business, but he did go to school. He goes to classes to learn his craft.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, I did. As soon as I got to Hollywood, about 6 months later, I went to Charles Conrad Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult. These guys were like Casares. All these guys were, they were really pretty professional. All the guys on Police Story, the rookies and all those old police shows, they were all going to Charles Conrad in Burbank.
Well, so. There's a lot of people out there that really want to get into the business. And so from what I'm hearing from you two, that going to classes is one of the ways of really developing your art and your craft. Because a lot of people just think that, you know, they may look good or feel good.
Even if you know what you're doing, you still have to continue your education.
Yes.
I got to explain something to you. A lot of times it's born in. Just like a guitar player, piano player. I play piano by ear, never had one lesson.
Right.
I play drums. By ear, never had a lesson.
Right.
I sing Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and a lot of Manhattans, and from high notes to low notes, all on my own.
Gifts, yes.
Never had a lesson. So they tell me I'm pretty good. I don't know. You guys got to hear me. She wanted me to sing.
He's a good actor. Yeah. I can vouch for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
And so is David. Voice.
Yes.
Got a nice voice.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't. That's what they say. You know.
Okay.
I do it to play at karaoke, and they always want me to get back up because I really focus on what I have to do. That's the main thing. If you have it in you, you feel it's in you, you focus and go straight. Yeah, acting school's good.
Yes.
Focus in on your own self.
Talent.
And pursue that and get that out. Get that out on the camera and try it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I'm totally agree with that, Kenny, and what the David told. It's good to have your own personality and how you got, because everybody in this world has one character. At least you are one character, and you get picked by for that particular your look, how you speak. But that is one chance, first time.
Right.
But if you want to survive in this industry, if you want to not, it's just one. You want more and more and more. So you have to take classes. You have to go to classes, de-exercise, everything.
Any kind of schooling.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because reference and look, these are only for one time, first time. But to survive, you need to polish yourself. Yeah.
Yes, and prepare.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have to bring to the table because I had Nicole, and she's doing something tonight, and she was here at the station. She met you, and she was in your film.
Yes.
Hollywood Connections got her connected. She's now starring in your film. Another cool thing is there's another gentleman that was working with you we met before. I was working with a company doing some promotions in a mall, and I saw this guy, and then I hooked up with Jacqueline Mama J, and now he was in your film. So there's a lot of connections and testimonies that people are getting in films because of even my show.
Good.
Yeah.
The acting area is like one big family. Like I tell when I go on stage, we're like la familia.
Yeah, right. La familia.
Small world.
Yes.
That means family in Italian and Spanish.
And Spanish.
Yeah.
But wow. La Familia.
We want to thank you. Now, you know, we're just going to go to the phones real quick. Peter, I know I have my production team in New York. I have a new production team that they are on. So, Yvonne, say welcome to them.
Welcome to Hollywood Hi. Connections.
How you doing
Hi.
Up there?
Hello.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
You're still freezing your ear.
How's your snow blower?
Oh, really got some bad weather up there.
No, it's not bad weather. It's nice. Okay. I come from there. I love it.
Right now it's not.
You come from where? New York?
Yeah. Oh, what do you got, 2 days?
You all do. I'm a Brooklyn boy.
You can tell by their accent.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Are you?
Yes.
Everybody's from Brooklyn.
I'm born in Manhattan, though, but I'm from Brooklyn.
You know, that's a funny story. I wasn't born in Manhattan. They took me to Jersey through the tunnel. I was born in the tunnel.
Oh, on your way to Jersey?
Wow. No.
You just didn't wait.
There was more light at the other end, they said.
I have to introduce. Hold on. I got to borrow the headsets again because we have a little full house here. I got to borrow the headsets, Kenny, real quick. Hang on. You can have my seat for a few minutes. I know. No, we're good. We're good. But I want to introduce the guys. Introduce yourself from New York.
It's just me, though. I'm speaking on their behalf. So I am one of the hosts. My name is Noah Holloway. My other host, who's not here, he's at work. His name is Joe Crisitello. And then my two cameramen, which are not here as well, Adam Norvich and Charles Soriano.
That's right.
And what part of New York?
Upstate.
What? Yes.
Upstate where?
Like Binghamton.
Okay.
Right. And they're trying to cover the Tribeca Film Festival for us. And we're still working on media and got some great things. So I have a whole production crew up there now that are a part of Hollywood Connections. And
Good.
We want to thank you.
Welcome.
You know, some things you can get into, some not, you know, just depends on media. You know, that's the bottom line. So we just want to thank you for calling in. Excited to have you a part of us. I hope you're watching us on the World Wide Web as well. Hi.
I am.
Hi.
Hello. The one with the cowboy hat is me. I don't have a horse, but I could rent one over at the stables.
Okay.
I found that out 2 weeks ago.
Good.
But thank you so much. Give everybody your social media networking information if they're in that area and where to contact you for production.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Noah with the Froa. That's N-O-A-H with the F-R-O-A. Or you can, that's pretty much it. Pretty much, yeah, Instagram and Twitter. You can just follow me on those.
Okay, sounds good. And we want to thank everybody in New York for helping us out. And in the meantime, while you're on the air, I have a film director here. I have an actor here. I have a princess. I have a Miss Florida Diva. Do you have a question for anybody that's in the studio with us?
At the moment, I'm kind of out of blank right now.
That's okay. He does production work.
Okay.
But we do have a film director that is very well known in the area. And I'll always have a question ready when I ask you.
I don't know. What got you into film, I guess?
There you go.
Yeah, that's fine. It's good to get connection because sometimes we need some scene from different places.
Mm-hmm.
I think I may need in my one feature film I'm working on, maybe I may need one scene from New York, New Jersey area. Oh. So that time I may contact him for local artists and local some film production. Mm-hmm. He can be our line producer there.
Oh my That's God, did you wonderful. Hear that?
I'll take you along.
Yeah. Wow, I'll hook you up with him afterwards. That's very cool.
Okay.
We're super excited. Well, that's what it's about. We have reporters worldwide. I'm working on more. If you'd like to be one, go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I am Dawn Reese. We're going to be right back. And Peter, let's play some of that tropical music, my favorite. And we're going to regroup here. And I've got another in-house guest. I hope you guys stay with us. I hope you're enjoying the show. We have so much to offer you. And, you know, real quick, before we go there, did you know who I was interviewing today at our sailboat?
Yes, I saw.
Isn't that cool?
Donnie Most.
I know.
Hi, Donnie.
Yes, Donnie's going to be calling in at 7 o'clock, we hope, and he's enjoying our Clearwater beaches and going back home. And let's play that loudly. And Donnie Most, thank you so much for the interview today. It was awesome. We'll be right back.
A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dream, dreamland.
We're back.
Yes, we are. 6:49. I have a special also VIP guest. And Johnny, don't go anywhere. Stay here. David, stay here. Everybody stay. Kenny, stay here. Introduce yourself. I call you the Don Ho of Florida, but you are Charlie Ho.
I'm Charlie Ho, yes.
Right. And Charlie, if you're watching us on the World Wide Web, what are you going to sing for us, Charlie?
Hello, World Wide Web. just something kind of light and tropical.
Awesome. Okay. We love it.
My bongo player's here.
Yes, we have King James.
King James
in the house.
On the bongos.
I just shipped him in. He just got off the plane.
Oh,
his arms are real tired.
That's why he's got that hat on. He's cold out.
Yeah.
So there we go.
So just a little tropical flavor here?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Right. We love it.
We can't wait.
First, let me make my excuses. I haven't played the guitar in a few years, so let's see if my fingers are real.
Okay.
I'm so used to the piano.
Life, you have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry,
everybody.
Be happy.
Oh, you guys are terrible.
And when you're sad, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody. everybody down, but don't worry.
Be happy.
All right, put your lips together. Let's hear a whistle. Wait, don't get ahead of me. Here we go. I can't whistle that long. My lips are tired. Let's do that part. Do, 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 do. All right, let's do that. Let's do that in French now. Do, 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 do. All right, in Spanish.
Hola, señorita.
Hola.
And when you stand, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. But don't worry.
Be happy.
That's all. You guys.
Do you have another one?
There's like 1,000 people outside.
I know.
All right.
Here we go.
Just a little island fun.
Island fun? Okay. Isn't he good?
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
Are we feeling funky now?
Oh, yeah.
I say to myself, you're such a lovely guy.
He performs in Clearwater as well.
Not too much on the beach anymore. I'm up in Tarpon at a couple of the new restaurants up there. So you just go on the website, charlieho.com.
Good job on the drums too, King James.
Thank you, King James on the drums.
Otherwise, if you know my probation officer, he'll have my number.
But I have a question because
he always knows my whereabouts.
My husband wants to know where that Buffalo restaurant
was you were talking about. That's what I was going to just ask the question.
It's on Highway 19, Palm Harbor, brand new. It's across from the movie theater. The hotel is a new Vista on the lagoon there on Lake Tarpon. And the restaurant itself is called the Branded Buffalo Steakhouse.
Okay.
And when I perform there, I'm American Indian.
Me too. Is that Hawaiian?
Charlie Ho Chunk.
That's what we do. We do.
I'm
he does.
Indian too.
We also do luau's.
That's why I know Johnny, because Johnny I have Indian and me for that. Luau's from this country.
That's why we're
a little bit ways away.
That's why we look so similar.
Yeah, we take a plane for
you. You guys, we're out live on the air. Hold on a second. Yeah. We need you to talk in the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we were doing a show here.
I know. We're doing a show. We're on 5 stations.
Yes. So, yes, charlieho.com. Find me.
There we go.
Yay.
Now I know we're going to have Anjani sit down again. And real quick, Peter, we have somebody else on the line.
Yes, we got Andrew on the line. Andrew Heller from Gift of the Heart.
Yes, and is Sherry on the line as well? She'll be calling in. Okay, Andrew from the giftoftheheart.com, the film director, is he there?
No, hi, he's Andrew. Not there. Sherry's actually here.
Okay, hi, Sherry. That was the giftoftheheart.com. He'll be calling in the next hour.
Oh, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Yes, actually.
Hi, how are you?
Hold on, Sherry. The giftoftheheart.com is a movie with John Schneider and Austin St. John from the original Power Ranger. And please donate to that movie as well. He'll probably be calling back in. He was on tour. Sherry is on the line with us. We only have 3 minutes. We're going to be back for the 7 o'clock hour. Now, I met Sherry on a spoof. She wrote me a while ago and on Facebook. And I looked down and I watched this thing about you were actually calling somebody that was scamming you in the IRS, correct?
Yes, it was crazy. They were calling me, telling me that.
We also have Andrew on the line.
I owed the IRS all kinds of money, so I called him back, and I was like, you know what, let's see what kind of money I owe them. So we went on, and then finally they actually told me to stick it where the sun doesn't shine, and
they did.
I was like, oh! And then my three-year-old yelled back at them.
Well, Sherry, what we're going to do is I want to introduce yourself, give everybody your Facebook, because she has an idea. She wants to punk people on the show and pre-tape them.
Oh, okay.
And yes. Do a phone call.
That would be awesome.
I know. So she wants to make, we want to have them sign something, because you got to, Peter, you got to probably bleep out a lot of stuff. Pre-taping.
Yeah.
I can do that.
It'll be pretty awesome. It can be pretty awesome. We've got quite a few people lined up already for this nice little segment that we're thinking about doing. But, yeah, they can look me up on Facebook at Sherry Marie, and it's actually spelled C-H-E-R-I. My parents were hippies, so they decided to change the spelling. Sherry Marie, and I'm on Facebook.
Right, and we're going to actually put that on my Facebook. I just want to introduce her. So it's going to be kind of a little segment of comedy, that we can, if anybody wants to be punked out there, they call Sherry.
Yeah, we'll get them and we'll record it, and whoever they feel like punking.
it's a new segment. Yeah, so pre-tape. I know Ellen's just like, I know some people. She's like, she's going to call you.
Well,
yes, have her call me.
She will. Now, it is 6:58. We're going to the top of the hour. We have another full hour show. Let's put on Andrew real quick. Sherry, hold on. Andrew is another film director. Now, Andrew went to your event.
Yes, sir.
Say hi to Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, Andrew. So we have 2 minutes left, but we've been promoting you last week as well. You were on tour with thegiftoftheheart.com. And if you, have money to donate for this movie as well, help him out because it's for kids with cancer.
Oh, really?
And Andrew, how are you doing today?
Other than my butt hurt because I spent 14 days on the road.
Oh, jeez.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for the visual.
Yeah. We're talking about that tonight.
The bicycle seat is something else.
Oh, my God.
That's funny, David. Ha-ha.
Hey,
that's
hilarious. It's a small butt.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so hang on, Andrew. You got to go to the top of the hour. We're going to come back with you, and I know I have another special VIP guest. Hold on the line with us. We're going to the top of the hour. Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. And you don't want to miss this next hour because it's going to be super cool, super fun, and I got some more surprises.
Yeah.
We'll be back.